folks. Welcome, everybody, to the Miles and Green Experience. It's Sunday, the 4th of February. I'm broadcasting to you today from Cologne, Germany. We have something special for you today. I'll be chatting shortly with Brother Miles, who will be coming to us live from Dubai, where he has his feet up after a week of exploring the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan and all its treasures. Before I get him on the line, I would just like to share this snippet of wisdom with you from the man himself, the Dalai Lama. It goes like this. If you have to choose between being kind and being right, choose being kind and you'll always be right. All right, let's see if we can get Brother Miles on the line. Here we go.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Is there somebody there? Oh. Can you hear me? You're scaring me.
Okay, let's try that again. I'll go old school this time.
Recording in progress.
Okay. Miles, I finally got through. How's it going?
Good. How are you going?
I'm going really well, yeah. Man. It's good to see you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's good to see you too. I'm a bit tired this morning, a bit because I've stepped back another hour, so I'm a bit. The eyes are a bit gritty.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. You've got your Ray-Bans on. I've got my spectacles on.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro. It feels like I'm interviewing a rock star who's in Dubai at the moment. Hotel room looks pretty flash there, dude.
Yeah, it is nice. Yeah.
Sick.
We're on the 34th floor.
Really?
Yeah. That's only small here in Dubai.
In the block of flats.
Yeah.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah. So I took a few notes just to tell you a little bit about what's happened over the last week.
Bro, we're all hanging to hear. The listeners are hanging to hear. I'm super stoked. To hear how it all went down. What an incredible week you must have had.
Yeah. So I don't think it was long enough, and it felt like a bit of a speed date with the country.
Yeah. Wow.
And some of my highlights, I would say, were my guide Faisal, who I will definitely mention. He took us from day one, and we got to Amman, our hotel, the Sulath Hotel, luxury hotel, and Faisal said to us that we're the only two on the tour.
Oh, were you stoked about that, or were you like, oh, not sure now?
No. Oh, I was okay. It was good. But we were told initially that they were only going to take numbers of, they weren't going to go below 13, and the tour wouldn't go on. But it did, and I'm glad. And then we picked up three other travellers, and a New Zealander, a Tasmanian, actually, a Tasmanian girl and an Englishman.
No way.
Yeah. And they were really nice to travel with for the next 4 days.
Bonded with them a bit too?
Yeah, we hit it off well enough, I think. You know, as when you see someone for 4 days, it's kind of hard to engage entirely, but I think we shared enough common experiences, and that just come from Egypt, so...
Oh, okay, righto. Wow. Yeah. I guess a Tasmanian chick could be quite hard to deal with.
Yeah, I thought she was better than her partner, to be quite honest.
Oh, yeah? Oh, cool. So you rate Tasmanians.
there's nothing wrong with Tasmania, Grant.
Sick. Cool,
Yeah.
man. Carry
Cool,
on.
man. Carry on.
Yeah. And so my guide, yeah, and to still be traveling with Trace is still a lot of fun.
Oh,
We
man.
haven't fallen out, so that's really good. That's a
Yeah.
bonus.
Oh, dude, you just coming from on that point, coming from my side, like it's an it's you just I know you're lucky, but it's like it's just like off tap that you've got someone to be able to do all that with at this time, and no hesitation, let's go to Jordan. That's wild. It's
Yeah,
really cool, you
it's
know.
really cool, yeah.
it's very comforting to know that Trace wants to still travel with me, even like that. Yeah,
Sick, man.
because I come up with some random ideas and she wants to follow.
Yeah, bro. Love
Yeah,
it.
yeah.
Captain Rando.
Captain Rando Miles. Yeah, so another one of the highlights. Well, basically the city of Amman. I'm not giving too much away here, but the people, the food, the ancient history, and a couple. So when we're in Amman and we travel down to Wadi Rum, which is in the south, it's a desert. It was a desert camp. I'm not sure how we're going for time, but we got a little bit of an added extra in our tour that we went down to Aqaba
Sick.
to the point of the Red Sea.
Sick.
It's another border spot with Israel.
Yeah.
And then I actually met a man in the park. I was standing next to the fountain and he said, "Oh, hi." And I said, "Oh, hello." And then I saw his hat and I had my Port to Pub hat on, WA hat. That's a swimming event in WA. And then he had a hat on also of the same, it's like that cow country boy hat.
Yeah, okay, got you.
And so we traded hats.
Oh, no way, bro.
Yeah, his name was Muhammad.
Yeah.
He was an older guy. He had no front teeth. I'm not even sure whether he was homeless, but
Was he Israeli or Jordanian?
he was Jordanian.
Yeah, well, oh, dude, what a
Yeah.
moment. What a moment.
Yeah, that was quite special. I've got a photo, so I'll post that up on the Miles and Grant Experience TikTok.
Yeah. Hey, Miles, just on the
Miles,
time,
just on the
so you're
time.
aware, we're 6 minutes in and we've got another five.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I took
no.
up a bit of time doing an intro of me.
So I can just take a breath.
Yeah.
And keep going.
Yeah. Oh, it's so
Yeah.
cool to hear.
So
Yeah.
cool to hear.
Keep going, bro.
Keep
Loving
going.
it.
Yeah, but the so that was Aqaba, and then we went to Wadi Rum, and that was really beautiful and special. And
Is it like
I
a
was saying,
is there water there? Is it like an oasis or is it dry or?
no, it's definitely dry. And as you bring that up, Grant, the water. Is the water table is changing constantly in Jordan. That's a good point actually, because the water table is sinking
Yeah.
and they're having a lot of trouble with fresh water. And
Whoa.
so the natural aquifer is depleting more and more every year or every day, I suppose.
Yeah, wow.
And so there was a lot of water, natural water, rising and falling. And because the rainfall's diminished, like there is certain spots within that desert region that there is still little patches. And because it's quite cold down in Amman at the moment, and Jordan and across the Mediterranean, coming from the Mediterranean. So, yeah, it's kind of an oasis, but it's very dry at the moment.
It's like sort of sandstony mountains carved out from years of water, or is it?
Erosion.
Yeah,
Yeah,
wow.
water and erosion, yeah.
Oh, I got goosebumps. Wow. Must be just stunning. Absolutely.
Because you've been to Jordan and Wadi Rum, right?
I didn't get to Wadi Rum, but
Oh, okay.
similar areas, I guess.
Experiences.
Yeah, similar
Yeah, similar
experiences.
experiences.
Yeah, like I didn't actually know a lot of the names of a lot of the places we went to, or the theory behind them and stuff, you know, or not the theory, the history behind them and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's
It's
a.
really interesting, Grant, because I even put it here about the speed date with the country. It's like the first day we're in Amman for a day, and then we screamed it down the highway to Aqaba, which is in the bottom south of the country, and then we're back up a little bit to Wadi Rum, and then we continued on after one night in the desert camp, which was
Oh,
perfect.
do you stay in the desert?
Yeah. Yeah. Tracy did a camel ride early in the morning. I took a few photos as Tracy walked off into the distance on the back of a camel. And then we went off towards Petra, which is another, that's
Ma,
a whole nother episode in itself.
was gonna say, let's and Petra,
just give me
two words on
two words
Petra.
on Petra.
Absolutely incredible, unbelievable.
Unbelievable treasury, monastery, rock carvings and jewelry.
Oh, nice. Bro,
Yeah.
we're gonna dedicate the
We're going
whole
to
next
dedicate
week
the whole
to the
next
trip
week
as
to the
well,
trip
and
as
what you
well.
got out of it. Miles, just give me a quick what you got great what you're grateful for, ad lib, and we'll wind it up. And it's so cool to see you,
So
bro,
cool
in
to see you,
Dubai.
bro,
And
in
if I hadn't
Dubai.
used all the time, we probably have a bit longer. So give me a
Yeah,
quick one, and we'll
quick one.
speak to you soon, dude.
I'm definitely grateful for health, travel, and the ability to continue to listen and learn from others.
Bro, it's an absolute
Bro, it's an
inspiration
absolute
being your
inspiration
friend.
being
Blew
your
me away
friend.
this week,
Blew me
dude.
away this week, dude.
I'll speak to you
Thanks,
soon.
Grant. Yeah, see ya.
Big respect, man. See you, dude.
Bye.
You get away.